Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tashawn Reed covers the Commanders for the Washington Post. Had a good story today on Laramie Tunsil saying he wants to be paid and he'd like it to be money coming from the Commanders. So, Tashawn, this is something we've talked about throughout the season, but you kind of got him on the record on this. It would not make a lot of sense for him to just show back up at training camp at this number that he's supposed to be paid. He's too good a player. He's played at too high a level. So what kind of payday could he be in for?
Yeah, I mean, the way that he's played so far this season, he legitimately could be in line for one of those, you know, all-pro spots. His pass protection has been elite, run blocking has been elite. So I know he's an older player, you know, over 30 years old, but left tackle is one of those positions that tends to age well. And you see guys like Trent Williams do it for a long time at a high level. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's asking for something near that top of the market, you know, kind of area where you see guys like Trent Williams at and Rashawn Slater at 27. $28 million, I think his play this year has justified that. I think really the question, more so than the salary figure, which it always is with these contracts, right, is how much is guaranteed and how many years is the team really tied to the player, you know, based on those guarantees. So I think those particulars are where the real negotiation is going to come down to, more so than whatever the, you know, the sticker price says.
Sorry, I mean to jump you off, cut you off there. You touched on it, but where do you think he ranks roughly for left tackles? I mean, it's the only position here in Washington over the last couple of decades. We've actually had it pretty good. It's rare that we get a position right, but, you know, with Chris Samuel to Trent Williams, whom you mentioned, and now a star like Tunsil after a couple down years, where would you kind of place him generally in terms of the NFL, in terms of quality left tackles?
I feel like he has to be, like, firmly in that top five, right? I know it kind of fluctuates year to year. Last year with him, for example, he had a lot of penalties. This year, he's cut that down to five so far. Obviously, injuries also factor into it. You know, Slater with the Chargers, you know, not playing this year, that's been a big, you know, factor in the rankings. But I'd say he's pretty comfortably been a top five left tackle this year. And typically, those guys get a lot of money.
Talking with Tashawn Reed of the Washington Post, who covers the Commanders. Tashawn, what do you make of the last 5 or 6 days on the Jaden Daniels discourse from the head coach, from seemingly being willing to say he's going to keep playing because they want him on the field and needs the reps, to now saying they haven't really talked about it or thought about it. Now we heard today he's not even cleared. What do you think is the deal behind the scenes with this elbow?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a matter of pain tolerance ultimately. I know the wording aggravated sounds kind of weird to some people, given it's a dislocation and he didn't dislocate it, but you know, there's no ligament damage, there's no fracture, so it really just comes down to how sore he is, right? And so, he took a really hard hit on that interception, got driven directly into the ground on that elbow that he injured. And so it's not like far-fetched to me that, you know, the elbow doesn't feel great. I know some people have kind of gone big brain with this, but I think he's legitimately hurt. You know, I don't really see, you know, I know he had a comment earlier in the week. Basically, the wording was like, let's see how this week goes when he was asked whether or not he returns this season. I'm not really sure whether they win or lose this week will really matter in that, because they're already eliminated from the playoffs, right? So, like, what is the difference between 4-10 and 3-11 in that equation? You know what I mean? So, I think he wants to play. And ultimately, I think that if he's healthy, they will play him. They're just not going to make him or have him push through something, if that makes sense. You know, so if by next week he's feeling like himself again, he's able to practice full, I think we'll see him out there on the field.
So, Tashaun, do you think they have a coherent plan? And obviously they're just not going to share it with us. But do you think they know right now? Because when you get disjointed statements that don't quite jive, it sort of feels like they're coming up with this as they go.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a plan, but it's always going to be conditional on like how he feels, right? So, I mean, I think ideally, you know, he's back to full strength or close enough to full strength by next week, but like he could not be, you know what I mean? So it's not like an exact thing when it's a pain tolerance, you know, sort of factor. It's not like, you know, that, you know, he dislocated the elbow or anything of that nature. And so it's hard to like specifically pinpoint it. And I think when you're a coach in that situation, you don't want to put it for sure. Yeah, he's going to be back next week. Because then if he's not back next week, everybody's like, oh, well, what happened? Did he have a setback? You know what I mean? So I think part of that keeping it vague and open is just in case, you know, it doesn't progress as we hope it would.
Tashaun, thank you. Keep up the good work. We'll be reading your work in the Post.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.